sometimes we forget to include in our problems what I'm going to call tonight the God factor.
When I wander through the desert and I'm longing for my home, all my dreams have gone astray.
It's so easy when you get in a problem, when you face adversity, to forget about the God factor.
It seems like I've lost my way. I go running to your mountain, where your mercy sets me free.
You are my strong tower, shelter.
When the God factor is taken out, it may look like we're going down. When the God factor is taken out, the doctor's word may seem to be the last word. When the God factor is taken out, my enemies may seem like they're going to triumph over me. But one thing you've got to remember if you're a child of God, when you get pushed into the corner, you must never forget that there is a God factor in your life.
When the storm of life is raging and the thunder.
And that God factor means that you can never in the equation forget that even when it looks like you're out, if God is with you, then the God factor can just show up and can step into situations and suddenly everything changes.
You are my strong tower, shelter over me, beautiful and mighty, everlasting King. You are my strong tower, fortress when I'm weak, your name is true and holy, and your face is
the God factor is not there. When the doctor comes in and the doctor says you're never going to get well, there is no cure, you're going to die. But then the God factor shows up and says you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord.
You are my strong tower, shelter.
When the school says your children can't learn, they're behind, they have a learning deficiency, they'll never be leaders, they'll always be failures, but then the God factor gets in the equation, and in one night God walks in the room and shifts their brain around, and suddenly they're the head and not the tail. That's what I'm talking about. You are never limited to just natural things. You must remember when you face impossibilities, there is a God factor in your life. Somebody give him a praise right now. Because there is a God factor in your life. You have lived your last year in poverty. You know who's going to get something? Those who just shouted. If you don't bear witness with that, then just sit there. But if you believe that the God factor can turn things around, can eliminate eliminate debt off of your life. If you just limit it to your paycheck, I'd sit there too. But is there a God factor in your finances? Because there's a God factor in your life, you have lived your last year in depression. You have lived your last year backing up in fear. You have lived your last year shut out of your purpose and the will of God and the destiny of God for your life. An explosion of the God factor in your life. It's going to explode in your home. I know you got family acting crazy and saying they're never going to serve God, but He said, I can make the crooked path straight. There is a God factor that's going to explode in your home, explode in your teenager, explode in your marriage, and the husband's going to love his wife, and the wife's going to love her husband. Somebody shout with praise right now. Told me to tell you, you're looking only at the natural. Don't forget about the God factor.